Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. It's Wednesday morning here on KSJE. Time for another visit with Ron Price about life in the sandbox that we all share. Mr. Price is joining me here in Studio A. Good morning, Mr. Price.
Good morning, Mr. Micklin. Nice to be with you today.
Good to see you. Thank you for coming in, of course, and giving us another lesson about life in the sandbox. And I guess we can approach it with some humor sometimes.
I hope we can. Humor is a great medicine.
Right.
What is that? There's an Irish proverb: a good night's sleep and a good hearty laugh will cure a lot of ills. That's a loose paraphrase, but accurate.
Yeah.
And it's so true. Yeah. So many of the difficulties that we have with others are because we're tired. And if you get a good night's rest, it goes away.
That can help,
and sometimes laughter. Now, be careful with laughter. If somebody's upset with you and you try to make a joke,
yeah,
maybe not so good.
No.
But if you can get people laughing with you instead of at you, then yeah, humor can be a nice bridge to healthier relationships and so forth. So I just want to share a couple of jokes that I've heard that get people laughing today.
I'm gonna fix your camera while you do that.
Okay.
We're just going to get you a little more centered here.
All right. Oh, I feel so centered
like
now.
That. There you
Thank
are.
You. Thank
uh-huh.
you.
Perfect. Go ahead.
Kid was taking a test, like an SAT. You remember the SAT?
Yes, I
took
do.
Those last century.
Yes.
Last millennium, for that matter.
Exactly. I had to carve my answers into a stone tablet, but go ahead.
Stop it. So he's taking it, and the proctor says, okay, time's up, pencils down. The kid keeps writing. Proctor says, I said, time's up, pencils down. Kid keeps writing. Everybody's left the room. Proctor says for the third time, pencils down, time is up. Kid keeps writing. Finally, about a minute later, he comes up to the proctor, hands his paper. Proctor says, I'm not accepting your paper. I told you three times the time was up. I'm not accepting your paper, your test. The young man says, sir, do you know who I am?
Oh, dear.
Proctor says, no. Do you know who my father is?
Oh, dear.
Proctor says, no. Kid says, good. He grabs the stack of tests, puts his in the middle, and runs out the door.
Okay, all right. I see how that goes.
And what makes that funny, I think, is nobody sees it coming.
Right.
You know, you're waiting to say, he's the president of the college, he's the governor or whatever. You don't know who I am? Good. There it is.
There you go.
Out the door.
Okay.
All right. We got, again, and again, with humor, we live in such an age where sensitivities, you and I off air were just talking, we're not going to tell it here.
But right.
A joke that some people took offense to that was not intended as offensive at all. 99.9% of people would not take offense at it, but two people did, and oh well. So right. Does that mean you don't ever tell a joke that's, I mean, you can offend anybody with anything. I did tell a joke one time that I'm not going to tell you. I don't tell anybody. It did offend somebody in the audience, and they brought it to my attention, and they were right. Mm-hmm. They were right. It involved something, how do I say this loosely? It involved something that many people could be offended by.
I see.
Wasn't my intent.
Right.
In fact, I heard the joke at the Grand Canyon. A Grand Canyon ranger told it. But yeah, that joke is not going to come from my lips again.
Well, and I think, too, you know, as societies change and evolve, I think some people that would have gone over very well 20, 50, 70 years ago would not go over very well today.
Again, largely due to sensitivities. And some of those sensitivities are rightly placed.
Right.
We do need to be more sensitive. We just talked about multicultural bias and so forth last week.
That's right.
But come on, folks. In a large degree, lighten up as well. So here's one more.
Okay.
A poet and a rocket scientist riding together on a train. And after a while, the rocket scientist said, I'm bored. And the poet said, me too. And rocket scientist said, well, do you want to play a game? Poet said, what do you got in mind? Rocket scientist said, how about this? How about if I ask you a question? If you can't answer it, you pay me $5. And then you ask me a question. If I can't answer, I'll pay you $5. And the poet thinks, a poet, against a rocket scientist in a knowledge bowl? I don't think so.
Hmm.
So the rocket scientist says, all right, I'll sweeten the deal. I'll ask you a question. If you can't answer it, you pay me $5. You ask me a question. If I can't answer it, I'll pay you $50.
Oh.
The poet thinks I may not be a genius, but I'm not a fool either. You're on. You go first.
Yeah.
By the way, this is a 10-minute joke. Do we have time for this?
Yeah, go ahead.
So the rocket scientist says, all right, how far is it from the Earth to the sun?
Mm.
Oh, the poet starts to search in his memory banks. He knows if he didn't skip school that day, he's heard that at some point in his educational career. But he searches and searches and searches, and the answer just doesn't come. Takes out a $5 bill, hands it to the rocket scientist, and says, man, you got me. I don't know. Rocket scientist says, well, thank you very much. And by the way, it happens to be, I think I skipped school that day.
Oh, dear.
92,400,000 miles. I'm close.
All right. Give her
poet time. Says, okay, now it's my turn. He turns to the rocket scientist, and he asks him, what animal went up the mountain on three legs and came down on four? The rocket scientist is beside himself. He's never heard such a question. He searches and searches and searches every region of his mental faculties. Nothing comes. Takes out a $50 bill. Hands it to the poet, says, man, you got me. Poet says, thank you very much. Rocket scientist says, wait a minute. What animal went up the mountain on three legs and came down on four? Poet takes out a $5 bill and says, man, you got me. I don't know. Thank you for that spontaneous laughter.
Okay. All right,
that joke
go.
Rarely fails me. That's, again, because you don't see it coming. And maybe that's what makes humor.
Right.
It's out of the blue and you can relate to it, and you didn't see it coming. But, folks, laugh more. It's not going to cure everything, but laughter does go a long way towards building healthy relationships in the sandbox.
Very true. Just time it correctly.
Time it correctly. Yeah, know your audience, know who you're dealing with, sensitivities, all that stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. Ron, thank you so much.
Thank you, Scott. Thanks for laughing with me.
He leaves me laughing every week.
Hey, now.
Well, there you go. Thank you. That's Ron Price. He's with me every Wednesday right here on KSJE.
Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at KSJE.com.